remember you saying your parents owned a restaurant. I guess it's not there anymore.
Actually, it is. Yeah.
Oh, it's.
So my parents owned a restaurant called the Kuang Chau Restaurant, mm-hmm. and when the Second World War finished in 1945, and I mentioned the Chinese Immigration Act or Chinese mm-hmm. Exclusion Act, where Chinese were not allowed to come into Canada, and that act was repealed in 1947, mm-hmm. and at the time, Chinatown was a place that you didn't go into unless you were Chinese. So, you know, there were all these stories about, mm-hmm. you know, you go there and bad things will happen to you, and it's a place of sin and evil and things. So there are all these stories that were flying around that, again, unless you were Chinese, you didn't go there. So after the war, after the repeal of the Chinese Immigration Act, and because of the Chinese Canadians' involvement in World War II in terms of volunteering to serve in the armed forces, in terms of volunteering in the Red Cross and helping mm-hmm. to raise funds and things like that, and also because China was an ally of Canada, mm-hmm. Public perception started turning around in how they perceived Chinese in Canada, in Toronto. And up until then, the restaurants and businesses in Chinatown were geared for serving mostly Chinese mm-hmm. clientele. But after the war, what we saw were the opening of what we call the big four Chinese restaurants. The first one was Nanking Restaurant, which mm-hmm. was on Hagerman and Elizabeth Street, mm-hmm. directly north of where New City Hall is now. Mm-hmm. The second one to open, and these opened in the late 1940s, the second one was Lychee Garden. And then Sai Wu Restaurant opened, so Lychee Gardens was on Elizabeth, just south of Dundas. Then Sai Wu Restaurant opened on Dundas Street, just west of Bay Street. And then my parents had their restaurant that mm-hmm. opened in 1959. So from the late 40s until 1959, these big four opened. And what was so different about these big four is that they were larger restaurants, larger mm-hmm. than the older restaurants that had maybe a dozen tables. All mm-hmm. the menus were written in Chinese. Mm-hmm. And on the wall, yeah. they had the hung pieces of paper. And these big four, you know, white tablecloths really catered to non-Chinese mm-hmm. people. And they played such a huge role in attracting people who were not Chinese to come mm-hmm. into Chinatown. Then Chinatown became a tourist attraction. Mm-hmm. It was a huge turning in perception on how Chinatown was mm-hmm. regarded by the mainstream community. Mm-hmm. And so my parents, and I think it's so important because my parents owned and operated the Kuang Chau Restaurant from 1959 until 1982. Wow. And it was a place where, of those big four restaurants, I mean, those were all the restaurants that politicians at City oh, Hall, wow. from the Ontario government went right. there. The movers and shakers of the City of Toronto went to those big four. And again, that was so important in mm-hmm. helping with the integration of Chinese mm-hmm. into
and even, Canadian. I guess, the image
yes.
or something.
Exactly, yeah. exactly. So I think these big four played a big, big role in okay. changing public perception, making Chinatown a tourist right. attraction. Right. And also, even though they were serving what we call Chinese-Canadian food, and you have to understand, too, that if it weren't for the Chinese-Canadian food, then it would not have made those restaurants as attractive and as appealing. And so Chinese food was adapted to suit Western mm-hmm. palate. And then later on, when the immigration laws were eased from 1967 onwards, and you started seeing immigrants coming from China, from Hong Kong, mm-hmm. and then they were bringing, you know, we're used to the Hong Kong-style yeah. cooking and more, you know, authentic food, right. then you started seeing a change in moving away from Chinese Canadian food to, you know, more authentic traditional dishes.